Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is 2 above 0, and the time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News. Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year had to deal with a stalker.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Indiana police say the number one pick in the WNBA draft was forced to alter her public appearances and the places she went for fear that 55-year-old Michael Lewis would be there. Lewis has been charged with felony stalking, sending numerous texts and explicit DMs to Caitlin Clark from his social media accounts. Lewis is from Texas but was arrested in Indianapolis and acknowledged to officers who detained him any relationship he had with Clark was purely imaginary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
His family announced the death of Oliviero Toscani, photographer of those provocative ad campaigns for Benetton in the 80s and 90s before breaking with the knitwear brand. One of his images depicted a black woman breastfeeding a white baby, part of Benetton's advocacy for diversity and religious tolerance. Oliviero Toscani was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
The forecast calls for temperatures to rise to around 15. Tonight's low around 1 degree. And Wednesday warming. Temperatures could be up in that range of 25, 38 for Thursday, and low 40s for Friday. A cold weather alert remains in effect until 9 this morning for Sauk County. This morning in Richland Center, a dusting of snow. Northeast winds at 5. And we're at 2 degrees above zero in Richland Center. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Tuesday, January 14th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I'll walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees, or will I fall?
We start today in a positive way, Mercy Me, and I Can Only Imagine. Before that, Trisha Yearwood did the honors for our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Here we are together again, Tuesday, January 14th. And my first question is, was there snow in the forecast? I don't think so. I didn't read it yesterday, and sometimes after I get done with the air shift, I don't necessarily pay that much attention. I just kind of take it for word what I read during the morning. But no, I looked at last night's forecast. There was nothing in the way of snow, but here it is, dusting of snow. Could even be a few slippery spots in some areas. It appears that it is done for today. And I mean, yes, it is winter, but I didn't think there was any mention of that last night. It is cold, again, very winter-like with a little breeze out there making it feel, at this point, just slightly below zero. Time to get at it today as we have some songs to encourage you to do the chores and then also an update on sports in a little bit. Tough loss for the Vikings in their first go-around in the playoffs last night. Details in about 10 minutes. Here's Farron Young.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, bucket full of money and a tree full of honey. But if you get no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. You gotta get a little honey. It's better than money. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If they call you a big man, 'cause you got a lot of bottom land, if you kin to the president and you help run the government, but if you get no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. String of long cars and you're smoking them four-bit cigars, you ain't so well-to-do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking or your life is a-lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
Don't you cry, you'll find somebody.
That's Jan Howard from the Grand Ole Opry and Love is Like a Spinning Wheel. It is 5:15. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 14th. A reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be happening today from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. And a Red Cross blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. You can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross blood donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. For Wednesday, volunteers are needed to help set up and tear down for the Richland Center event. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly meeting. That's tonight, starting at 7 at the American Legion in Richland Center. Those reminders from our community calendar. Here are the Bellamy Brothers.
If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a talk all night about the weather, could tell you about my friends out on the coast, I could ask a lot of crazy questions, or ask you what I really want to know. If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Fall so soft against a window, the sun can shine so bright up in the sky, but Daddy always told me don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind. If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil?
We're at a big whopping 1 degree right now at WRCO Studios with a little bit of light snow that has fallen in the night, a dusting on the ground today.
At this past Wednesday sale at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were stronger after the holiday sales. Holstein bull calves sold up to $670, with the beef crossbred heifer calves up to $810. The better yielding and conditioned slaughter cows sold from $91 to $1.15, with the poor yielding milk down cows from $70 to $1.10. Poor condition, 12 to 1,500 pound dairy heifers, they range from $1.10 to $1.25. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, January 17th. Demand continues to be strong, but supplies of feeders are limited. With the price of fat cattle, I would expect the feeder cattle to continue to be active with even a modest price increase on the better quality feeders. All of us at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wishes all of our customers a prosperous and happy new year, and Darren and Colton and Jim will continue to provide you with an active and competitive market in the coming new year.
Y-Connect Wireless is all about big carrier coverage, minus the big carrier headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, Y-Connect Wireless gives you the reliability and speed you need, backed by a local team you can trust. It's the 5G mobile network you deserve, with amazing customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless, keeping you connected with ease.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in basketball, it was Richland Center over Waseca Steuben, 64-35. Highland 95, Pecatonica 59, Royal 56-19 over Nisida. River Ridge beat Belmont 66-39, Viroqua 71, Brookwood 36 as well. In girls basketball, River Valley over Riverdale 52-42. It was Ithaca getting the win against Royal 54-44, Hillsboro 56, Lafarge Youth Initiative 14. Potosi Cassville got the win against Dodgeville 44-39. Mineral Point 75 and Mount Horeb 58. DeSoto 60-42 over Brookwood. Matthew Stafford threw two touchdown passes, and the Los Angeles Rams overwhelmed the Minnesota Vikings, sacking Sam Darnold, an NFL playoff record tying nine times to win 27-9 last night. The NFC wildcard game was moved out of Southern California because of devastating wildfires. The game played in Arizona. LA drove for a touchdown on the opening drive and built a 10-0 lead by the end of the first quarter. Elsewhere, in basketball last night, Minnesota 120 and Washington 106. Toronto beat Golden State 104-101. Detroit 124, New York 119. Houston 120, Memphis 118. The Clippers 109, Miami 98. And San Antonio over the Lakers 126-102. From the NHL, Philadelphia 4, Florida 3, Calgary 5-2 over Chicago, Edmonton beat Los Angeles. That final score was 1-0.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
It's a cold one. We head toward a high of 14 later. The cold weather alert continues for Sauk County. Wind chills 15 to 20 below. This morning, our wind chills here aren't quite that stiff here in Richland Center, around about 10 below or so, with an actual reading of 1 degree in Richland Center. Well, you better go out and see if the old John Deere will start today.
A John Deere tractor, it's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, both 16 inches lay. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop it in the clay.
Bum, bum, bum.
I took my John Deere tractor for a hay rack ride. When going down the hill,
Boy, it sure did fly. The hay rack, it was loaded way up to its fill. And you should have heard that John Deere pull when it came up to the hill. I took my John Deere tractor to a platform dance. I met a pretty maiden and I thought I had a chance. When dancing to the music, I really held her tight. And you should have heard that John Deere purr as we drove it through the night. I never had a moment with my neighbor that was tense, until one day I fell asleep and plowed up half his fence. I looked him in the face, I knew it was time to flee, and you should have heard that John Deere run with my neighbor chasing me.
The old John Deere polka right there with Elmer Nemec and the Polka Joy Orchestra. You can just picture that old John Deere back beaten right down the road there as it heads along to its next endeavor. But anyway, sounded like the John Deere started all right this morning. Might have had to crank the flywheel to get it going today. I think that's the only way you could start some of the really old ones. But anyway, it winds around 0 degrees here at the WRCO studios. We're just ahead of farm news and markets for the day today. Here's Con Hundley.
I always knew you'd come along. I waited for you for so long. In fantasies, I felt your kiss. Knew your tender lips would feel like this. I've been waiting for you all of my life. So many times I dreamed of holding you tight. And now that you're here, it's alright. Waited for you all my life. Now that you're here for me to touch, the need in me becomes too much. The dream that lives inside of me. Tonight will be reality.
I've been waiting for you all of my life. So many times I dreamed of holding you tight. And now that you're here, it's alright. Waited for you all my life. Waited for you.
Waited for you.
A daytime high today around 14 degrees expected. And mostly sunny conditions, kind of like yesterday. Looks so pretty out there. And then you get out there, ooh, it's not so pretty. But otherwise, it'll be better than right now. Dusting of snow in the overnight. Don't let that catch you off guard. There could be a few little slippery stitches. But otherwise, we should be good to go for an on-time morning. Winds around 7. It is a big fat 0 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The winter weather has brought a couple of different concerns. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A central Illinois cattle producer says the extended stretch of cold weather has posed some challenges. Chase Brown tells Brownfield.
The snowfall wasn't terrible. It was more the drifting from the wind. I had a couple frozen hydrants and frozen waters, but you get pretty good at thawing those things out. Semis in cold don't always work well, but we survived. Nothing we haven't had to deal with in the past.
He says he's not too concerned about his cattle handling the cold. Brown says winter feed supplies are in good shape, but after a few weeks of tending cows in below freezing temperatures, he's ready for spring. The state climatologist for Iowa says the weather pattern has been mostly quiet across the upper Midwest. Justin Glisten with the Department of Ag and Land Stewardship says the jet stream has brought some Arctic air to the region.
We've been colder than average over the last 7 to 10 days across the state and much of the ag belt in the upper Midwest. Storm track is stuck south of us. So you think of Missouri, Illinois through the eastern corn belt. So while we've been having colder temperatures, we haven't seen a lot of precipitation.
Glisten tells Brownfield some parts of the upper Midwest are in a snow drought.
In fact, if you look across central to the western corn belt, anywhere from 7 to 20 inches below average.
Glisten says that creates some concerns about dry soils heading into the next growing season. Friday's bullish supply and demand report from USDA should spark farmers selling. Farm management analyst Kent Tesey says the reduction in 2024 corn yield estimates came as a surprise.
Nationwide, they dropped the projected average yield by 3.8 bushels. And I have to think back a long time that I've seen that kind of drop from December to January. And so what that's obviously saying is that USDA had kind of overestimated where they thought that was.
He tells Brownfield ending stocks were cut by nearly 200 million bushels.
That's a lot of corn that suddenly went off the charts there. They updated the projected 12-month price from 410 up to 425. That certainly could have an impact on potential Arc County payments, but it's good news for farmers.
Corn futures closed significantly higher following Friday's report, and trade was firm again to start the week. A major potato processor has chosen Grand Forks, North Dakota, as the site for a new plant to make frozen potato products. In a statement, Agristo says it chose the North Dakota site as its first U.S. location for their high-quality potato farming, availability of potatoes, and sufficient market scale for its private label products. Along with Grand Forks, Stevens Point, Wisconsin was under consideration for that plant. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at Compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at Compeer.com.
Direct cash cattle trade into the day quiet and cash hogs were mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade had a very typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, but lower in Kansas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. At mid-session, the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder steers and calves were $6 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers were $4 to $8 higher. USDA says demand was good on the day. Receipts were down slightly on the week and down on the year. Feeder supply included 55% steers and 57% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 pounds, brought $309. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 557 pounds, brought $283.50. Boxed beef closed higher. Choice was up 51 cents at $3.33.35. And select was $3.43 higher at $3.17.57. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and the year. Cash hogs were mixed on Monday. There was some optimism for hog prices in 2025 in Friday's supply and demand report. It remains to be seen if the market can deliver. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong, which is helping provide some support to the market. Domestic demand remains inconsistent, creating some uncertainty in the marketplace. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 14 cents with a base range of $70 to $80. The Iowa Minnesota was down 130 with a weighted average of 79.20. The Western Corn Belt was down 110 with a weighted average of 79.20. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55. Pork values closed lower, down 116 at 90.20. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were lower on profit-taking. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher move in corn. Lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher, supported by higher pork values during the session. More livestock market information can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs continue to struggle. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this farm break on Brownfield. Direct cash cattle trade activity was very typically quiet to start the week. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists are mixed, higher in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, but lower in Kansas. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until sometime Thursday or Friday. The cash hog market has struggled to find some consistency. There was some optimism for cash hog prices in 2025 in Friday's supply and demand report, but it remains to be seen if the market will be able to deliver this year. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which is helping provide support to the market. Domestic demand remains inconsistent, creating uncertainty. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $55 to start the week. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The pace of a program to facilitate new broadband buildouts could pick up after the inauguration. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Since the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program was made part of the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act 3 years ago, it's been all planning and paperwork so far. No dirt has been shoveled.
For far too long, an industrial country like us to be struggling with, quite frankly.
That's Tom Ferry, chairman and CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit that works to promote broadband expansion. He suggests that the process could move faster under the new administration. Ferry says the newly appointed chair of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, could be an influence for faster broadband expansion.
He's been around the commission for many years now and understands exactly what the intentions are, how the agency can be positioned to make things like this go. Obviously, it's within the jurisdiction of NTIA, but the FCC has a real heavy influence in this. So these are folks that have the know-how, they know policy, and if they see a way to improve it and expedite the delivery of the promise of what be intended, I think they're going to work diligently to do that.
States are currently filing their final plans for proposed projects that could benefit from $42 billion in federal funding. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide variety of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a special Papa Alliance black-hided calf and yearling sale. Please note, no Holsteins for this event. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
A veterinarian urges dairies to review biosecurity efforts. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A research veterinarian says there are biosecurity steps dairy farmers should take to keep diseases like avian influenza off the farm. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory says the guideline for testing up to 30 lactating cows before bringing them onto the farm might not be enough to keep H5N1 off the farm.
Test all lactating animals before they come on your farm, not just the up to 30. I would test every single lactating animal that's there. There's federal dollars to do that.
Paulson says farms should also have a line of separation to limit the ability of visitors to access cows.
Making sure that you know who's coming on and off farms, and you're requiring sanitizable boots and washing hands and clean clothes coming out of the farm. That's easier said than done. And if a vendor that comes onto the farm doesn't have rubber boots that you can sanitize, give them boot covers.
Paulson says eliminating non-essential traffic improves farm biosecurity.
Does Amazon really need to drop off whatever you need for the farm? Can it go to the home office or the house instead of the parlor? I think if dairies could do that, they would be ahead of the game.
Paulson says most biosecurity steps are simple, but the challenge comes with people adjusting to the change in routine. He says it's better to make the changes now than to be forced to adjust after disease has reached the farm. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher with a sizable jump in the cheese market Monday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged at 74 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 9 cents to 191 with 3 sales. Cheese barrels up 3 cents at 188, 2 sales there. Butter up 1.25 cents to 261 and a quarter with 16 sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 136.5 with 4 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plains. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Mostly sunny and cold today, a high of 14. Tonight, lots of stars and very cold, a low of 1 degree below zero. Wednesday, 22. Then temps rise to 36 Thursday and Friday, 42. But don't get used to it. Back to the single digits by the end of the weekend. Wow, what a January roller coaster ride we're on. Right now, after a dusting of snow, it is zero. Thanks for joining us. It's 15 away from 6. This is the Light in the Milk House Show.
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style. And you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town. But my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. Underneath you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. But they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
That was the very first hit for Crystal Gale. Like the Milk House Show, taking you toward our weather update with Tony Schumacher. We'll wake him up this morning and see what he has to say and bring on some warm thoughts in just a little bit here today. And regular features along the way.
There was a time I drank my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I'd have one more. But now the whiskey ain't working anymore. I need one good honky-tonk angel to turn my life around. That's a reason enough for me to lay this old bottle down. Woman, warm and willing, that's what I'm looking for.
Singing Son, Travis Tritt, and Marty Stewart on WRCO. A reminder today that Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will meet the second and fourth Tuesday of each month this year from 6:30 until 8. That includes tonight. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information, you can look at the Zoom link or call 608-604-7743. The Toma VA and Monroe County Veteran Service Officer will be at the Sparta American Legion today from 9 until 11:30. Apply for VA health care, file for service connection benefits, and learn about VA programs that help you and your health care journey. That is going on today in Sparta.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of light snow, which moved through here last night producing minor accumulations, is shifting south of the region now, and clearing skies taking hold, allowing temperatures to dip below zero in the northern half of the region. Be sure to bundle up out there with a wind chill advisory for Sauk County until 9 o'clock this morning. Wind chill factors throughout the area could be around 10 to 20 below zero for a couple of hours. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine today with high pressure working in. The sunshine will give way to some clouds by tomorrow afternoon as a weather system skirts across southern Canada. That system will help drag warmer air in here by tomorrow night, lasting into Friday. A little bit of a January thaw, in fact, by Thursday afternoon and Friday. The weather system could also produce some light snow showers Wednesday night in north and east Wisconsin, where there could be a dusting. Right now, it looks like most of those will miss our area. And then a strong cold front will slide through here late Friday. Most of the moisture with it will occur south and east of Wisconsin, so we think it'll pass through here dry. But some gusty north winds and much colder Arctic air moving in once again for the weekend. Otherwise, today, that cold weather advisory for Sauk County till 9 a.m. Mostly sunny skies, high near 14 degrees. Northwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of stars tonight and frigid, low 1 below 0. Sunny early tomorrow, then increasing clouds and breezy, high near 22. West wind becoming southwest 8 to 18. Tomorrow night, some clouds and breezy, low at 17, and then slowly rising temperatures. Thursday, mixed skies with a January thaw, high of 36 degrees. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer than normal, low 22 with a high of 42. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, back to normal, high of 23. Bitter cold on Sunday with some sunshine, high of 7. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
1 below 0 right now. The high yesterday was 12 here at the studios. A record high was established in 1987 at 48. The record low, 29 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 1 and the low was -9. Sunset will happen at 4:50 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:31 for tomorrow. East winds at 7 miles per hour and -10. Our wind chill factor this this morning, the barometer at 30.20. We did, surprisingly, receive a little bit of light snow. I don't believe that was in the forecast yesterday, but we did. You'll wake up to the ground white in some areas, a dusting of snow here at the studios. Cloudy conditions right now, and we're at 1 degree below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock, and the ABC News this hour is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Special Counsel Jack Smith saying in his final report that was released overnight investigating soon-to-be president again Donald Trump, that Trump would have been convicted if the voters had not returned Trump to the White House. And further, says ABC's Richard Cantu,
Smith reiterates that he wouldn't have brought the case if he didn't think he'd win a conviction. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith calls laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him.
Smith says the evidence shows that Trump used lies as a weapon in his attempt to overturn the 2020 election. The president-elect, in an overnight social media post, called